Music and the Muse. Music resembles poetry. In each are nameless graces which no methods teach, and which a master hand alone can reach. Music and the Muse, blending the magic of poetry, read by Janet Logan, with Thomas Mancini's violin. Music and the Muse, for those who follow the star of dreams.
Greetings, everyone. This is Janet Logan. We begin our poetry department this evening with a sugar-coated bit of philosophy by Dorothy Sigmund. She calls it Discovery. A caterpillar squirmed up to a lettuce leaf and panted to the top in woolly worm relief. On pancake world of green and dizzy depths of brown, he gasped, "Now I've seen everything," and slowly slithered down. The fallen leaves up yesterday and touched them with slow fire. And as I saw smoke rise and drift away, I knew a keen desire to sweep my mind of old things lying there, dreams long since dead, hopes that have clung like leaves on boughs now bare, and tears that I have shed. I long to gather every little grief left scattered round, small doubts and fears, and lay them in a sheaf on fire smoke crown. Then stir the embers, so a laughing wind might lift the ashes of old praise or blame and bear them far away, leaving my mind clean, as if swept by flame. Should return by Grace Shattuck Bale. If you should come again at autumn time, when trees are burnished gold in hazy air, I'd never ask for reason, nor for rhyme, nor waste a precious moment with dull care. The past, regret. But try to act serene while making talk about some silly thing. Forgetting not a moment all you mean, the happy hours the past did often bring. Without my even asking, you would know the many things that I have dared to miss. Once again to ride everywhere you go, or walk the sandy beach a night like this. Such joys as these, how dare I even write? But, darling, I do miss you so tonight. Thank you. Our special thought for Halloween is a poem by Robert Dwan, well-known radio writer and director, and a good friend of Music and the Muse. He calls it The Enterprising Witch. A witch I knew, whose name was Jeeper, rode around on a carpet sweeper. She liked it better than a broom. She said it gave her much more room. The other witches were aghast to see this breaking with the past. In fact, it quite upset perdition, this open scoffing at tradition. But Jeeper said, that's just the trouble. And add some toil and make it double. You hags are living in the past. If you don't change, you'll never last. People nowadays don't scare to see us riding through the air on nothing but a tattered broom. We need a thing that makes a boom. Something with a lot of noise. Something to disturb their poise. They're used to hearing bombing planes and bullets and explosive rains. Now, my scheme is this, concluded Jeeper. When I have learned to run this sweeper, I'll buy a steed that's even keener. I'm gonna get a vacuum cleaner. A Song of Time by Genoa Morris. age is not measured by our numbered years. One poignant moment may encompass more than life's whole span besides. Our selfless tears for others' pain. The soul cast prone before a lightning blast of truth. The glow of faith when heart meets understanding heart. Our days are by God's horologe, mere idle breath, until we meet him on Damascus ways, and self-revealed to innocence return. Only our child hearts live and love and learn. This poem, written almost three quarters of a century ago by Celia Thaxter, is called To a Violin. What wondrous power from heaven upon thee wrought? What prisoned Ariel within thee broods? Marvel of human skill and human thought. Light as a dry leaf in the winter woods. Thou mystic thing. All beautiful. What mind conceived thee? What intelligence began, and out of chaos thy rare shape designed? The delicate and perfect work of man. Across my hands thou liest mute and still. Thou wilt not breathe to me thy secrets fine. Thy matchless tones the eager air shall thrill to no entreaty or command of mine. But comes the master. Lo, thou yieldest all. Passion. Pathos. Rapture. Despair. To the soul's need thy searching voice doth roll in language exquisite, beyond compare, till into speech articulate at last thou seem'st to break, and thy charmed listener hears thee waking echoes of the vanished past. Touching the source of gladness and of tears. And with bowed head he lets the sweet waves roll across him, swayed by that weird power of thine. And reverence and wonder fill his soul, that man's creation should be so divine. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote, "The test of the poet is the power to take the passing day and hold it up to divine reason. Poetry is the consolation of mortal men." This is Janet Logan saying goodbye. Until next week.
As the strains of melody fade away to join with other pleasant memories, again Music and the Muse is ended. Featured with Thomas Mancini, violinist, were William Sobranski, organist, Ray Kramer, cellist, and Catherine Julier, harpist. Poems read by Miss Janet Logan were Discovery by Dorothy Sigmund, Leaf Burning by Virginia Eaton, If You Should Return by Grace Shattuck Bale, The Enterprising Witch by Bob Dwan, A Song of Time by Genoa Morris, and To a Violin by Celia Thaxter. Musical numbers included The Glowworm, Linky, By the Bend of the River, Clara Edwards, Miss You, Tobias, Slavonic Dance No. 1, Dvorak, Traumerei, Schumann, and Legend, Wieniawski. Music and the Muse was edited by John Kraft and directed by William Verdier. This program was presented from Hollywood's Radio City. John Storm speaking. You're tuned for the stars on NBC.